This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Steamboat Resort is adjusting to lower snowpack this season. Rumors in the community have been of layoffs due to the reduced terrain. The mountain's at 75% open right now. President and Chief Operating Officer Dave Hunter spoke during public comment this week at the Steamboat Springs City Council meeting.
The reality is we have 75% of our terrain open, which means we are not operating at the level in which we recruited and staffed to back in the fall. Our primary focus is protecting hours for our full-time employees, which meant reducing hours for some seasonal and part-time employees. And that is super difficult to do.
Director of Communications for the resort, Maren Franciosi, confirmed that there are not layoffs, but a reduction in hours for part-time and seasonal staff at the ski area in several departments. No one's losing benefits, employee ski passes, or employee housing. And employees are getting support with well-being programs like free meals.
Yeah, we're going to continue to manage our business and flex as needed, and we will hopefully see more snowfall head our way.
Steamboat Springs police have cited a person whose off-leash dog allegedly bit five people in separate encounters on January 21st. It was on Blackmer Trail, adjacent to the Howlison Hill ski area. Police Chief Mark Beckett wants to remind residents of the leash laws that you have to have your dog on a leash where leashes are required. Dogs are also not allowed on ski-only trails at Howlison Hill. Keep your homes and vehicles secure. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says there have been three reports of residential burglaries since October. Items taken include personal valuables such as cash and jewelry and precious metals. Steamboat Springs Police reports one recent burglary. 2025 property tax notices have been issued for Routt and Moffat County property owners. Payments can be made online, in the mail, or in person. Half payment due dates are February 28th and June 15th. Full payments due April 30th. Tonight, opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympic Games, which will last 17 days. There are now 13 alumni from Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club who are competing at the Games. Eight are first-time Olympians, bringing the total number of Steamboat Olympians who've trained with SSWC to 108. Opening ceremonies will be playing at the Depot Art Center during First Friday Art Walk tonight. Olympic gold medalist Deb Armstrong is presenting Changing Lenses with her art on display, starts at 5 o'clock. Also starting today, Steamboat Resort is hosting the Para Snowboard World Cup through February 10th. Kids from Soda Creek Elementary walked over to Howlison Hill Thursday morning to celebrate the upcoming Winter Olympic Games. Local past Olympians were there to answer questions that the kids had prepared. It's the 113th Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival this week. Soda Pop Slalom is this morning. The John Z. Memorial Dual Slalom Bike Race is tonight, also at Howlison Hill. Saturday and Sunday are the street events on Lincoln Avenue in downtown Steamboat Springs. The Veterans Center at 924 Lincoln Avenue will be open for hot chocolate and hot apple cider. Saturday night is the night extravaganza at Howlison Hill, presented by Yampa Valley Bank. Starts around 7:30. Plan on parking and walking. Or you can watch the Lighted Man, the fireworks, and all the fun from the CMC campus, where the Alpine Ski Team is hosting a fundraising Ski Goals soiree. Sunday, after the last shovel racer rides down Lincoln, it's a Diamond Hitch Parade around 11. There will be a singing flash mob. You can learn the song, find out more about joining the fun at kperform.com. There's a full schedule of events on our website. That includes the traffic detours and closures you can expect this weekend for Winter Carnival. Then it's Super Bowl Sunday with the Seattle Seahawks playing the New England Patriots, 4:30. Colorado State Patrol says they'll be out there with the Heat Is On Super Bowl weekend DUI enforcement campaign. Also Saturday in Moffat County, the Library and Craig is hosting a sled dog presentation. That's at 1 o'clock. Amateur musher Jeff Allen will be there talking about how sled dogs are trained and what it's like to run a sled dog team. Yampa Valley Fireworks is hosting a day of kindness with a bonfire with popcorn, hot cocoa, friendship bracelets, and lots of animals. That's from 10 to 2 at Yampa Valley Fireworks on Highway 13. That's north of Craig and Moffat County. In high school sports, the Moffat County boys basketball team has away games in Aspen tonight with home games against Summit on Saturday. The girls are at 12:30 tomorrow. The boys play at 2. The Hayden girls basketball team hosts North Park at 4 today in Hayden. The Soroka Rams basketball teams are at Vail Mountain today and DeBeck tomorrow. The Soraka Rams girls wrestling team is at Gunnison Friday. Both the boys and girls wrestling teams from Soraka, Steamboat, and Moffat County are competing at a tournament in Meeker Saturday. Also Saturday, the Sailor boys basketball team has a 2 o'clock home game against Aspen. Saturday night, the Steamboat Sailors hockey team hosts Glenwood Springs at 5:45. That's at House and Ice Arena. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and watch through the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.